Grammar Girl here. When you use a string of adjectives, you often separate the adjectives with commas, as in, he's tall, comma, dark, comma, and handsome. Sometimes, though, you don't use commas between two adjectives. The comma rule comes down to the difference between two kinds of adjectives, coordinate adjectives and cumulative adjectives. Coordinate adjectives are adjectives in a row that each separately modify the noun that follows, as in the heavy, bulky box. Both heavy and bulky modify box. You can even rearrange the adjectives and say the bulky, heavy box. Cumulative adjectives, on the other hand, don't separately modify the noun that follows, even though they're all stacked up in a row before the noun, too. Instead, the adjective right before the noun pairs with the noun as a unit, and then the adjective before that modifies the noun unit. An example will make this more clear. In the phrase, exquisite custom houseboat, custom modifies houseboat. They become a unit, custom houseboat. And then exquisite modifies that unit, exquisite custom houseboat. If you try to rearrange those adjectives, as we did with heavy, bulky box, you'll run into a problem. The phrase custom exquisite houseboat is awkward, and it's awkward precisely because you can't rearrange cumulative adjectives. Let's say you have two adjectives in a row before a noun, and you're not sure whether they're coordinate or cumulative. Well, you can perform a simple test. Add the word and between the adjectives. If the phrase makes sense, the adjectives are coordinate. If not, they're cumulative. For example, it's a bulky and heavy box makes good sense, but it's an exquisite and custom houseboat doesn't. So here's a quick review so far. You can rearrange coordinate adjectives, and you can stick an and between them. As for cumulative adjectives, neither trick works. Okay, I can tell, even from far away, that your head is spinning because of this esoteric terminology, when all you really want to know is what do commas have to do with these adjectives. Agreed. You don't have to remember the names unless you want to impress your friends. Commas are what matter here. To determine if we need a comma between two adjectives that precede a noun, we need to return to the and test. I'm sure you remember the tall, dark, and handsome man we mentioned at the beginning of the show. You could be more wordy and say the tall and dark and handsome man. If you can separate the adjectives with and, then you can separate the adjectives with commas. Also, if you can rearrange the adjectives, then you can separate them with commas. We started with the tall, comma, dark, comma, handsome man, but the handsome and tall and dark man works just as well. Sometimes a pair of adjectives can be both coordinate and cumulative. Let's take the adjectives deep and religious and pair them with the noun experience. If we say she had a deep, comma, religious experience, we're using coordinate adjectives. She had an experience that was both deep and religious, or religious and deep. Now let's get rid of the comma. She had a deep religious experience. Here, the religious experience was deep. The adjectives are cumulative. Granted, the difference between the two is quite subtle. Just remember that if you can reverse your two adjectives or can place an and between them, you need a comma. And now our interesting comma illuminating lesson has come to a close. Hope you had a grand old time. No comma there. Before we go, though, listen to these three sentences and see if you can figure out which need a comma and which don't. 1. It's an easy 5-mile hike. 2. That was a long, hard run. 3. They endured a tough marital situation. Go to quickanddirtytips.com to read the transcript for this episode and see how you did. This podcast was written by Bonnie Trenga, author of The Curious Case of the Misplaced Modifier, who blogs at sentencesleuth.blogspot.com. And I'm Mignon Fogarty, author of Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing. That's all. Thanks for listening.